It's Nordjork Arts 10th anniversary. Nordjork Arts is celebrating a decade filled with tremendous growth, strain, and success for the organization. With hundreds of programs produced, artists hired, partnerships formed, relationships built, and community members served. So, how did Nordjork Arts become what it is today? Join us as we talk to 10 of NYS most influential supporters to learn the story of our organization. We are so excited to share this milestone with you. Here, our host, Julian Carvajal.
Thank you so much, first of all, for accepting the invite to be part of this podcast, which is a way to celebrate our 10th anniversary. And of course, you were around for a couple of years with Nordjork Arts. Eli, can you tell us who you are?
My name is Eli Lionbloom. I am an artist, musician, filmmaker, and researcher living in Toronto.
Nice. What is your connection with Nordjork Arts?
I used to work for Nordjork Arts for 2.5 years. I first met Lila Kareem through an introduction through the Toronto Arts Foundation, through Jennifer Green. She connected us because I had just returned to Toronto. And I was really interested in getting involved, just getting really involved in the Toronto art scene, having been gone for a few years. And Lila and I immediately hit it off. Lila was so warm and open and generous with just telling me about everything that's going on in the city, all the fantastic community arts and visual arts and performing arts that were happening, and it was such a great connection, and I wound up working as a production coordinator and then later as the development and communications manager for Nordjork Arts as it went from part of the Toronto Arts Foundation to its own non-for-profit to its own charity.
Eli, can you paint us a picture of what Nordjork Arts was when you first started it?
Well, we were a team of three, and Lila and Melissa were so welcoming and showed me the ropes and connected me with all sorts of artists immediately so that I could get started working. It felt like we were a sort of small, scrappy group that was part of something bigger, and that was exemplified just by connecting with other arts organizations. Getting a sense of what people wanted in terms of the kind of arts programming that was interesting to them, what the power of the arts is and was in Toronto. That's my picture.
I love that picture. Seems to be very colorful. And of course, with Lila at the time and Melissa, is always a great team to have fun with as well. And totally to laugh out loud at all times as well. Eli, how was the growth of the organization during your time with Nordjork Arts?
During the time that I was in Nordjork Arts, I saw such huge expansion in the kinds of programs that we did, the partnerships that we developed, the events that we put on, the productions that we were able to participate in and take the lead on, from Cultura and Sunday Serenades to partnerships not only across Nordjork, but across the city. It really felt, like I said, we were becoming part of something bigger. The transformation that we went through felt like we had these amazing ideas that we could finally put into action. And because we were a small group, and because even with a small group of us, we had great ideas, we were able to put those plans into action really quickly. And there's something really special about being that nimble, that you can just act on a great idea quickly. So that was really exciting to be a part of. And that has inspired me in the work that I do now, both with the university and with other artists, to continue to just bring that spirit of enthusiasm and excitement to all of the ideas that I hear and that I have, so that when someone comes up with something that's really exciting, I jump on it and say, okay, let's do this now. Let's think about what we have to do tomorrow so that we can make it happen next week or next month or even next year.
That's great. What are you hoping to see in the art scene in the city?
Great question. I don't know an artist that wants things to go back to the way that they were pre-pandemic. We want things to change because artists are great change makers. They are great entrepreneurs. They give us a vision into the future. They see into the future before anyone else does because artists are visionaries. I want to see artists' ideas centered in the way that we build and rebuild this city.
That is phenomenal. I love when you're saying that artists are visionaries because that's totally true. What are your wishes for the next 10 years of North York Arts?
To keep in touch with everyone at North York Arts, with Melissa, with Rachel, with Cecilia, with you, Julian, to bring in more amazing artists and artist facilitators, to see North York Arts grow to be the size of North York. There's such an amazing collection of communities that are spread across such a large geographic area of the city of Toronto. And I hope that there's an arts activation on every block in North York.
Oh, you will see many activations happening next year during our Artwork Studio programming at the Downsview Hub. And is there anything else that you would like to talk about in North York Arts and what do you think is so unique about the organization or anything in particular that you would like to mention?
I think what's unique about the organization is the people, that they bring such sincerity to the work that they do. And when artists have ideas, when they come to North York Arts, they are truly heard in a way that you might not get everywhere. It's really something special about North York Arts and also special about the Local Arts Service Organization program. I'm really grateful for the time that I had working there, and now I get to be a patron of North York Arts. And that's really exciting for me because I get to watch them grow and I get to contribute. So I'm happy to be along for the ride.
Eli, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us today. It has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, you can make your donations on our website or through canadahelps.ca.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on our social media and visit our website to learn more about our celebration. Until next time.